showtime.
Welcome to the BS Show. I'm Bob Sansevier. I'm not even going to wait for the sing and the start, because I just can't wait. I'm joined not by my Dawducer, by my Schreiducer, Tom Schreier from ColdOmaha.com.
I'm here.
You guys have one guy covering the Wild. They got like seven or eight, based on what you said the other day.
Well, we're supposed to. They're not all signed up yet. Yeah.
There's a bandwagon effect when the team's good.
It's
a lot easier to get people to go.
We had zero people because they didn't let us cover them. They still don't, I guess.
Well, we'll work on that.
Yeah.
Thank you to Tom Bernard, the Tom Bernard Digital Radio Network, for inviting us to be part of the network way back, well, like a year and a half ago. Thank you to our sponsors. They include Brad Sean Bryant, always seeking justice for the injured at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System, SmartStartMN.com. If you or someone you know is dealing with a DUI, get in touch with Smart Start at SmartStartMN.com, and they will get you back on the road seamlessly. Also, want great pizza? Chanticleer Pizza. Solidarity HealthShare, a great alternative to traditional health care. Thomas Brand Homes, MyPillow, Dan Garrell from the Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team. If you're in need of a mortgage or refinancing, give Dan a call at 952-841-9346. 952-841-9346. We are joined by a plethora of quasi and pseudo-brilliant people.
That's an insult.
That's accurate, though.
I think I'm the pseudo.
Yeah. I'm going to be the quasi.
Let me introduce you first, and I'll tell you a pseudo story. Kevin Cusick from the Pioneer Press. Brian Miller, BrianMillerComedy.com, at RealBrianMiller on Twitter. Get that right?
Yep.
Darn tootin' with a Y.
Yep, absolutely.
We're going around the horn here. We'll introduce again Tom Schreier, ColdOmaha.com, best site for local sports coverage. Of course, Pioneer Press is good, TwinCities.com, but for
Pioneer Press ain't bad.
For an independent site, this is the best one you're going to do. They're not beholden to anyone. And Jeff O'Brien, business and leisure attorney. He does. Give your blog site again. I don't want to screw that up.
JeffreyO'Brien.today.
Not today. And now, I was in the fifth grade, and no longer do they give you actually a report card. Mm-hmm. But did any of you get report cards?
Oh, yeah. Is this 1 year you were in fifth grade?
1 year. The 1 year I was in.
I didn't duplicate any.
I did, though, however, now you're making me branch out here. When I was in second grade, I had to go back to first grade every day to work on my reading skills. So now I could – now I read – I read good. And my reading and writing, and not so much with the arithmetic. But anyway, fifth grade, I was thrilled because of what the teacher wrote, and then I found out what the teacher wrote. Bob is a pseudo-intellect.
Wow.
Hey, I'm an intellect. I must be even better than a regular old intellect because I'm
actually
a pseudo-intellect.
By Jersey standards, that's actually pretty much of a compliment. Yeah.
You're poet laureate if you're a pseudo-intellect.
Oh,
so
I think they have a pseudo-intellect as governor now.
Well, the bridge is pseudo-open.
So let me just say, for those of you that don't know what pseudo means, it's really good.
Oh,
God. You're brilliant.
Now, when you went back to first grade for the reading classes, was it did you hang your head low, or were you a big guy? You're like, hey, first graders, other than the reading
kick
thing.
Your ass.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you were the tough guy,
I mean,
right?
It wasn't a big deal at the time because you're two.
You're all kids, right?
You're six or seven.
Yeah.
And you're going to go back. And actually, because I was a late August birth, many of the kids were my age or older in first grade.
Oh,
so you
sure
didn't get redshirted.
I did not get redshirted.
I had one of my sons was actually born on September 1st, and we were actually given the choice of which year to start him, and of course we redshirted him.
Well, we did that with my son Sawyer, who's 19 now. He was born on September 5th, and we could have pushed it, but we decided because he at the time he was taking speech classes in like preschool, so we said, you know what, let's not accelerate and let him just go. And the same thing. Sam started. She was a June birth. We have two of them in one in December, one in May, and then two in December. So those just fell. They were
the thing is, I was born in July, so I was already at the back of my class. But then in first grade, this is at St. Teresa's in Brooklyn. For some reason, they picked three of us that they wanted to move up a grade, like about halfway through first grade.
Humble brag.
Listen to him, yeah.
But I was the only one that declined.
Oh.
Because I didn't want to be in a class with my older brother.
Oh.
So I declined, and the other two went ahead and skipped a year of school, basically.
Did they
I not done that, I would have been in like with kids a year and a half older than us. I would have got my ass kicked.
Did you follow the career paths of those two that went ahead?
No, that's what I wanted to know.
It's no, like, no, and that is like a Paul Harvey story. Actually, and that man turned out to be.
I remember the kid. The boy's name was, his last name was Sullivan. But don't remember his first name. And if I really put on my thinking cap, I can think of the girl's name. But I could like Google and like stalk them.
Well, when you talked about this, and now one of you, now Brian, you've done movie reviews. You can help me with the exact line. The Woody Allen line: "I used to be a heroin addict. Now I'm a methadone addict." Were those the two?
That's from Annie Hall, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Were those the two drugs? Yep. That scene. What I'm talking about is they basically flash back to kids and what they became.
Yeah.
That to me was one of the funniest scenes.
Yeah. Those kids, it's just real flat reading too.
Yes. Oh, it was absolutely, absolutely terrific. Now I know that there are people of varying political viewpoints in the room. And I'll start with you, Brian, because I know how tough you took it. Do you relish the idea of disruption at the inauguration, or do you think – I think just let it go.
Are you getting on a bus tonight is what Bob wants to
I don't think there's anything wrong with protesting by any stretch, but I don't
– But not shutting down the metro line, which they – you know, one group wants to do, which would be terrorism.
Yeah.
If they were to do that.
I'd say wait till there's something very specific to focus on, like protest a nomination or a policy or something, but be more specific with it. That's all.
To your point, that's what I believe, because if you keep trying to protest everything, mm-hmm. it's like crying wolf all the time. It loses its impact.
Yeah, it's like saying you're going to skip the inauguration for the first time in your history
and then you
lose something when it turns out you only attend Democratic inaugurations.
So
he loses a little.
He never went to any Reagan or any of the.
Went to the first. He got elected in 86. We're talking about John Lewis.
Yeah,
got elected in 86. He went to the Bush, who, by the way, is now in intensive care.
Yeah. Oh, he is.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And then
they brought
the older Bush,
but Barbara in too. Mm-hmm. So both of them are in.
Oh, wow.
So they both caught something.
So she got stressed, or are they both sick?
They're both sick.
Oh, wow.
I have a Barbara Bush story. Remind me.
Sorry, but anyway. he went to that one. And he's gone to the Democratic one since. But 2001, he determines that Bush was not a legitimate president. And then in 2005, he determined, apparently, that he still wasn't legitimate.
So he didn't.
So this is three in a row for him, which is fine. But don't pretend
you're
like
this. Don't say
you
did if you didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but here's my thought on it. The two most powerful people in the Democratic Party are President Obama and still Hillary Clinton to a point. They're both going to be there. Mm-hmm. So anyone who doesn't go, who cares?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if Obama skipped it, then that might be a little bit different.
He does like to golf, and it's supposed to be a warm, warm day.
That's what he'll be thinking about the whole time. He'll be picturing the first
Obama's
tee.
Obama's looking at his weather channel. It's 52. He's thinking, hey, maybe I can squeeze in 9.
He has the glove on just to speed up the
process. Of Barbara Bush, though.
Well, let's hear this story.
I once got to third base in front of Barbara Bush.
What?
Not playing baseball.
Was it with one of the Bush grandchildren?
We're not going to interrupt this story.
I wish. Yeah, I was in high school. They're going to take us to see Barbara Bush speaking at a college or whatever in this little auditorium. And I went up in the balcony because I wanted to, you know, goof off or whatever, as one does. And I ran into a girl who was older than me that I used to date, who was now going to that college. And we hadn't seen each other in a while. And it turned out we really missed each other. And I did well.
Wow. Okay, wait a minute. You know, and this is very important because
third base.
No,
yeah,
but I still don't know exactly what. Go around the room. Each of you take a base.
Okay.
All right, Jeff. What's first base?
Kissing, right?
Hmm.
All right.
I would say so. Yeah.
Well, go ahead. Second base.
Boobs.
Tom Schreier.
No.
Little grab.
Yeah, grabbing the boobs.
Grabbing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, over the clothes. Well, it could be under the shirt,
yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, you just haven't gone downstairs yet.
Right.
That's, okay, third base?
Third base is the rangiest of the bases. I feel like third base, there should be like three bases for third base. Because we all know what home is.
But
right?
No, we don't. Because
I guess that's a fair point.
Well, I mean, is third base
home
oral and anal, or is it?
No, yeah. I don't think so.
Intercourse is home run, right?
I
will wait for Kevin.
Yeah.
So what is it? Okay, what was third base in your instance?
Because
you did call.
She gave me a low five.
Okay, I would think that that would be somewhere. That could be somewhere between second and third when you're trying to.
I felt like third to me. It felt like third.
It's where the, for the story's sake. It's
it sounds basically that. And as everyone knows, a home run is when she does your laundry for you the first time.
Oh God!
No, the home run is when she is Barbara Bush.
Oh,
gross!
Oh God!
She's not dead
the
yet.
The home run is when you date her sister.
Oh man!
So. Well, I don't want to go deep on the whole other thing, but I mean, it's...
Yeah, let's talk about third base some more.
Yeah, third base, you're right, it's the rangiest.
For those, it's got a lot of range.
For those knows. Of you who thought last week's show with Bob producing was hard to listen to.
I got to be honest with you, I have never seen a defined, you know, first, second, third, and home. Home run seems to be the easy one.
Seems to be the easy one, yeah.
But again... There might be something where you're around the bases a second time.
Yeah. Maybe it's like the umpire waved you back even though you could have made it. You know? Or
I think the easy way to think of it is the first three bases involve the hands.
And okay.
There's more involved to the fourth.
There's no batting involved in home, okay, ironically. No.
If there's something, if something premature happens, that mean you just rounded third?
No, that's a infield pop fly or what ground rule double. That's what that would be. That'd be a ground rule double.
I don't know if you could work it into an act, but there might be something there to work.
I would have had a much better adolescence if I had been able to learn the facts of life on Wikipedia.
Yeah. Would have been helpful. All right, you know what? Let's Tom, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back, because I want to talk to all of you, too. Got a little championship games action coming up, and we're going to talk to Kelly in Vegas about it, too, but I want to get all of your views, because... Well, Brian has a very, very important assignment from home that he has to take care of.
And we can if anybody doubts me, and by anybody I mean my wife, someone play this podcast for and say, I'm going to get my passport.
He's
going to
get his passport.
Right after the show.
Maybe even during it.
Maybe even during the end of the show.
Because it is, I'll tell you my little passport story. You're in good shape, but what a pain in the ass it was for me to get.
It depends on where you go.
They want you to stay here.
Last time I did it in Woodbury, it was nothing.
Okay,
just
but
doing
it has to do with the rules have changed. I had a birth certificate that I thought was good for six decades almost, and it turned out it was worthless because it was an Obama short form. And I needed the long form.
It was because it said father and there was just a question mark.
No, on the one I had, it said nothing. Because I thought that's the birth certificate I was given as a kid.
Oh, my God.
But we'll talk about it when we get back. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan. Bradshaw and Bryant. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw and Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw and Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk to Bradshaw and Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. It won't cost you anything. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw and Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. Bradshaw and Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights. Be an advocate for you and see that you're treated fairly. So if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw and Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. If your health care has become a burden, there may be a solution. The open enrollment period is here. This is your chance to make the change to reflect your faith. Solidarity Healthcare, a healthshare nonprofit, is taking the nation by storm and bringing faith back to healthcare, a program that honors your Catholic beliefs. If you're ready to take control, call Solidarity Healthcare at 844-313-4999 or visit their website at solidarityhealthcare.org and learn about healthcare for the common good. SolidarityHealthcare.org. SmartStart MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a SmartStart Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The SmartStart Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a SmartStart system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. SmartStart now is offering offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. Smart Start has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Smart Start has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and Smart Start representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at Smart Start know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring, and they can answer all your questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI.
What's up?
We are back. And I believe we are live again. Because we had a few people too. Were we live at all just then?
I think so, but maybe it just had to be reset. I don't know.
It's all right. That was no problem.
Yep, it's in progress. Tom the man is on the scene.
I'm on it.
Because I got a few.
We'll be back. I just checked,
and I got a few tweets. We are live now. So this is Bob Sansevier. We're welcome to be at. No, we're not going to start it over. You can listen to it in the download form. It probably was the most brilliant 15 minutes we've ever had.
Well, third base and Barbara Bush.
The facts of life.
We did talk about first, second, third base and the home run.
And how they relate to Barbara Bush.
And how they relate to Barbara Bush because Brian got to third base with Barbara Bush.
Yes. Wow. I think that was the story.
Yeah, that was good.
It was somewhere along those lines anyway. Yes.
Yeah. But you'll have to click on the podcast.
To listen. We were mentioning also about a passport because you, being the dutiful, obedient husband, is going to take care of that today.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm going to Punta Cana in February with the KQ Morning Show, so I needed to get one. Mine had expired.
Where is that?
Dominican.
Oh, Dominican.
Republican. So I had one that I couldn't find. I actually had two, neither one of which I could find. I found... My very first one was stolen in Playa Blanca when I went there on vacation when I lived in Jersey because they said, well, give us your passports. We'll put them on our safe. What they didn't tell us is when the banditos come down out of the mountains, they don't lock the safe. They just hand them all over.
And they give them cookies also.
Yeah, they do. But prior to that, the day before, we were all mocking the one guy who didn't turn it in and buried his passport in a jar on the beach. He said, what if you don't find it? I know where it is. Well, he was the only guy that left with a passport.
I had to spend like several hours finding mine because like literally a week from today, I'll be already thoroughly sunburned in Roatan. Which is the island off Honduras.
Ooh.
And, but I had...
How do you pick that?
It's a cruise.
Oh, okay.
So it's a stop on a cruise. So I actually, because of the cruise, first half of Sunday's Packer game against Falcons, I'll be watching on Bourbon Street.
Wow. Well,
okay, but here's a question now. Can you, because you're doing a cruise, do you need a passport if you don't leave the boat?
You technically don't if you have your other ID, but that includes like having the birth certificate and stuff like that. So I would highly recommend anyone going on a cruise and stopping anywhere getting your passport.
All right.
You've been talking to my wife.
Well, Jeff, is yours up
to date?
Well,
yes, we're up in the balcony.
You stay out of the balcony, my wife.
We're listening to Laura Bush.
Well, that's the thing, because Jeff said his wasn't up to date. Mine, I just, unless I was going anywhere, I didn't care.
Yeah, but it's mine. Mine's long expired. I got to probably renew it or update whatever it is.
Well, the last time...
Yeah, it's like every 10 years.
You didn't need a short form, and the other problem was because I didn't have the most recent passport, they wouldn't accept the old one. So,
you know, it's great to have afterwards because since my wife was born and raised in Korea, we went back to Korea multiple times through the years with the kids as they got older. So I have a library now of about 6 inches thick of old passports of the boys through the years. Passport photos of your boys. I'm going to put them together in like a collage at some point. It's just great because it's like one step behind like mug shots from the police thing, the look they have on their face. And I have one of them is as young as like only about 9 months old when we had his passport done.
They do need a passport at 9 months old.
Not necessarily, but we were going to need one eventually, so we.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Is it good for 10 years for the kids, too? When they become adults, they have to switch over?
No, the kids, it's a much shorter time, which is why we have so many of them. I think it's like every 4 years or whatever.
Okay. Now, we have two games on Sunday, and what I find to be most interesting, there's no defense like there was last year and in past years with Baltimore and Tampa and the Bears, but it is – I'm trying to remember a year, and maybe it's more recent than I can remember, that had four quarterbacks of the caliber. Three of them were Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
And the fourth could be this year's MVP.
Two of them you could argue – if you're going to argue who's the greatest quarterback of all time, two there's
two
guys you could easily argue.
Yeah.
Easily.
Brady and Rodgers and Roethlisberger, I think he's a Hall of – he's got – I mean, he has the Super Bowls to back him up.
He's
got
to go to the Hall for sure.
I would
eventually,
think so.
But he's one of the guys that will, like, miss his first year because
– Unless he went to the Super Bowl this year.
No, but his checkered past with the rape accusations or whatever.
True.
Which not to steer off topic, but tonight's going to be a pretty big night with the announcement of the baseball
Hall of Fame.
Everyone's seen Bonds and Clemens, how close they get. I don't think they're going to get as close as people think. They're not getting in this time, but there's a lot of thought people get higher.
I'm a voter for that, but I did vote for him. But I wonder, because they sent out, here's the four numbers to call. Why did they pick four? What if they have a fifth guy, which they won't? But what if they had, you know, do they only get one? I mean, they have four numbers to call in for the Hall of Famers that would get in. Maybe they just want to give you four in case there's four.
Oh, there's a bunch. There's like seven or eight
guys this year
that have a shot, theoretically,
getting in. It's not going to be, though.
Won't be, but there's, you know.
This was not a great year, unless you put in the guys that are steroid-related guys.
That's what I'm saying. Because you have the steroid guys thrown into the guys that are probably going to make it this year, which would be Tim Raines. Probably makes it in this year.
I voted for him.
Yeah. And is Vlad Guerrero this year?
Yes.
Yes.
And I believe I did vote for him. But he may not be a first-year guy. I'm not convinced that he will be.
But those guys will get in eventually, you think, Clemens and Bonds, right?
I think
I'm not convinced. They would be the only two. I think after you go Clemens, Bonds, who's next on the list as
McGuire,
far as
steroid?
It's been McGuire, Sosa never getting in. Palmeiro never getting in. The thing about Clemens and Bonds, and we did effectively hijack the subject here, but they were great players before they started using steroids.
Exactly. We
right. Effectively. Yeah. They had Hall of Fame careers before any evidence of them, you know, juicing.
So you support the Clemens and Bonds thing?
Yeah, I'm also one that would lift the ban on Pete Rose and put him in, too, because I think that's BS.
Well, my feeling is, and for 1 year, I did not vote for them, and I decided this is ridiculous, because if baseball is allowing them to be on the ballot, which they won't allow Pete Rose to be, and they're eligible, then I'm going to look at the numbers and base it on that.
Yeah, the ban should be lifted on Rose, but he's not getting in his lifetime anyway. Pete Rose is the kind of guy, when he lied about all the years about having been on baseball, that doomed him from ever getting elected in his lifetime. He'll get elected probably the first year after he's gone.
They should fake his death.
But he will.
Ooh.
Get,
huh? That's a grease layer. I'm back,
the type of guy
I'm back baby.
That. Pete Rose would be the type of guy that would do that.
He won't get the votes. But anyway, back to football.
Smelling like a rose.
What I love is now how all of a sudden we're back into the Aaron Rodgers versus his family.
What does old man say?
How did that come back out? Yeah.
Someone tracked down the old man. And I was looking last night. I was going to run a photo with the loop of the family together. The Rodgers family. The only one I could find was of them after Super Bowl 45, all together, hugs, just a wonderful, happy family. But it would have cost like $100 extra. It was like not in our subscription to use in the paper, so I said the hell with it. But it's telling that you had to go back 6 years to find a photo of Aaron Rodgers with any of his family members. Supposedly, it's because of tension with the gal pal.
Olivia Munn?
Yes.
What's her problem?
I don't know. But
they're tired of pretending that Olivia Munn's his girlfriend?
I think the father said something to the fact that there's been like stress regarding that or whatever. But,
you know, Ben Roethlisberger basically has the same thing. He's from Findlay, Ohio, but doesn't claim that in his bio because he felt like the people there gave up on him after this rape allegation or something like that.
Well,
like,
that's a reason.
Yeah, no, so he pretends he's from somewhere else. He makes up a city in Ohio that...
And he's nuts.
Yeah, I don't know. Sports Illustrated had a feature
on
him.
He looks like the quarterback that Bullwinkle's team would play against. Like, Wasamata U would play against Ben Roethlisberger. He was like a cartoon of a football player.
He says he graduated from She Said Yes High.
Oh, God, yuck.
Well, okay, give me we'll go around here. Who do you like in the two games? Super Bowl contenders based on what's left.
I think the Patriots will win on the AFC side. And my gut just says I think that the Packers are going to do what they did last week, which is they're going to jump out, mean, that's what they had to do that with the Cowboys last week. They got a young team, first time in the playoffs. Packers, a lot of those guys have been there before. Jump out to a lead and play, let the other team play catch up. And I just see Rodgers is in a groove. I think that they're going to pull it out. I think it's going to be Packers and Patriots.
I'd love to see that.
I think the same thing, and I don't even know if it's just because I want to see that so much.
Well, I want to see the two quarterbacks.
Yeah, quite frankly, I think that's the exactly NFL, after everything that's gone on this year in the NFL, I think they need an Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady Super Bowl.
Yeah. It'd be great.
You see that too, Kevin?
Yeah. I think the key thing in the first game is the Falcons' defense. It ain't good. Was better the second half of the year.
Neither is that Packer defense.
They cannot, as I said, in a scoring contest, Green Bay at a minimum will outscore Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I think Atlanta is in some ways the Andy Reid team of the NFC, that they always find a way. They had their big chance 4 years ago when they had the NFC Championship at home and lost to Colin Kaepernick. And Aaron Rodgers significantly better than that. So, and in the AFC, I don't really think it's going to be much of a game. I thought Kansas City was the only team that had a shot at winning in New England.
Because of their defense.
And Pittsburgh couldn't score a touchdown on Kansas City. I'm still not convinced that Roethlisberger is 100%. New England is still mad about losing the championship game last year in Denver.
Yeah.
And they kind of feel they should be going for their three-peat this year. I think I agree. Packers, Patriots, both of them comfortably under the spread.
How about our coldomaha.com founder?
Yeah, so I guess I would say for sure the Patriots. The Falcons beat the Packers 33-32, right, in the regular season. Mm. And
Before the Renaissance.
Right, yes. Right. True. And Matt Ryan's having a season. I was shocked by the outcome of the Seattle Atlanta game. I thought Seattle was kind of more built to win in the playoffs, and you know, Atlanta's kind of a glamour
team.
Their
offensive line was so banged up.
Yeah.
And no Earl Thomas, so the defense wasn't as good. That combination was rough.
Yeah.
Russell was under siege.
I'm astounded Atlanta's as big a favorite as they are. I figured Atlanta was going to be. Last I saw it was five.
Wow. It's up to five?
Yeah, and I can't understand that.
That's weird.
I thought it would be a point.
Where's the Green Bay money? I would think it'd be. Yeah. There's usually Green Bay money.
I mean, if that game's in Green Bay, it's for sure Green Bay winning that, mm-hmm. right?
But and on a neutral field, I think Green Bay wins.
3.5 although, makes sense, maybe.
Although that, I think, is going to be a neutral field. I think there's going to be tons of Packers fans there.
There was last week.
And the other thing, and he's been my fantasy hero for years, and he always lets me down at the end. Julio Jones' foot was hurt again. Mm-hmm. Always wary when Julio Jones' foot is hurt because Atlanta is a completely different team when he's on top. He's the best receiver in football, but that's only about half the time. The other half of the time, he's nursing some sort of injury.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I also think I have predicted, but again, I predicted the Vikings would be home field throughout when they were 5-0.
Right.
But I'm predicting that one of the two kickers who had the great divisional playoff round, the Pittsburgh Steelers kicker, who looks like he's 14,
Boswell,
and Crosby, one of them will blow the game or blow a big kick in these championship games. It's a whole other thing when you have to kick in the championship game, as Gary Anderson found out.
I just sense the New England game ends up just being a nod. They jump out to a 10-point lead and just kind of plod along.
Yep.
And just kind of the other game, I think, has the possibility of being fantastic, but Atlanta is going to have to – Julio Jones is going to have to be healthy for that to happen, because if all Atlanta has is the running backs coming out of the backfield getting passes from Ryan, that's not going to be able to keep up with the Packers.
No. You know, let's find out from someone who is an expert in such things. Kelly in Vegas will join us in a minute. Kevin Cusick from the Pioneer Press. Brian Miller at Real Brian Miller with a Y, B-R-Y-A-N, and BrianMillerComedy.com. Are you tickling any ribs this weekend?
I am, actually. I'll be Friday night. I'll be in Andover at the Courtyards of Andover, which is a really fun room. It's a Michael Thorne books, and it's a big kind of banquet hall thing, and they do a dinner and show. They pack in 250, 300 people there. It's really,
really?
Great. Yeah, I really enjoy their shows there. And then on a Saturday, I'll be at the New Hope Cinema Grill. Over in New York.
Nice. That's a nice place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun. They do a comedy show once. They do one a week there on Saturdays. Yeah, it's pretty fun. So
I liked when they had the Cinema Grill, which I think was affiliated with them in Woodbury, and it closed down about 12 years ago. But they used to be fun.
It's because all the people were coming to New Hope to see me.
They closed that down.
Probably.
All right. And Jeff O'Brien, business and leisure attorney. Jeffrey O'Brien.
Dot today
to read his blog. I'll take a quick break. Come right back with Kelly in Vegas. Be right back. Recently, you've heard me talk about the home builder, Thomas Brand Homes. But what you may not know is they do more than just build new homes. Tom Bernard partnered with his good friend and general contractor, Tom Huseman, and started Thomas Brand Homes after learning firsthand just how difficult it is to find a general contractor that you can trust and count on to do what they say. In addition to building beautiful custom homes, they are also your go-to general contractor for home projects, both large and small. From full basement, kitchen, and bath remodels to replacing inefficient windows and doors at a better price, it is higher quality than you'll find at any of the big box stores. For your home improvement projects, both large and small, give Thomas Brand Homes a chance. Call them at 612-545-5847. They'd love to meet with you and provide a free, no-pressure estimate. That's 612-545-5847, or visit their website at thomasbrandhomes.com. That's Thomas, B-R-A-N-D-T, homes.com. Hey, do you love pizza? If you do, that means you love Chanticleer pizza. Chanticleer has been in business for more than 50 years, and you don't last that long in any business unless you're giving people what they want. Chanticleer delivers every time. Chanticleer features thin crust, New York hand-tossed, and a pan pizza. 11 Twin Cities locations with delivery and carryout. In Coon Rapids and Maple Grove, you will find the Chanticleer Pizza Grill, full bar restaurant, full menu, burgers, salads, pastas, pizza, of course, and much more. And there's great game day specials on Sundays during the football season. Chanticleer is your game day delivery expert for the football season. Chanticleer Pizza restaurants are independently owned and operated. For more information, go to chanticleerpizza.com. That's C-H-A-N-T-I-C-L-E-A-R-pizza.com. Chanticleer Pizza, the clear choice for all pizza lovers. We are back. Kevin Cusick from the Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com, at the loop now. Business and leisure attorney Jeff O'Brien. If you or someone you know has a brewery, he's the guy to represent you. Or a distillery. And we also, Tom Schreier, ColdOmaha.com. You want to visit that site for the best in local sports coverage. And we are joined now, brought to you by Chanticleer Pizza, Kelly in Vegas, at Kelly in Vegas, KellyInVegas.com. She's on CBS Sports Line. She does Vegas Insider. She is, are you on a roll? And you are going to, I know you will kick ass this weekend.
You know what? Last weekend was pretty good. I will take it. I was on the Packers. And they played great football, not so much in the second half. That was the only game I played last weekend. I wanted to play the Texans, and I am so glad I didn't. The Patriots are – I couldn't believe it. I'm like, of course, Lion closes at 17, Patriots win by 18. I'm like, the books have got to be going absolutely nuts right now.
That's the only reason anyone was watching the game in the second half was the point spread and whether they were going to cover.
Absolutely, and it was a crazy game in the first half, and I was shocked that New England was playing that badly, and I really don't know if I expect them to play that badly again this weekend. I haven't decided if I'm going to play the Pittsburgh Steelers or not yet. It's really, really hard to bet against a team that's 14-3 against the number. I mean, that is very, very intimidating, and that's the Patriots. They have played above what we call their ranking all season. I mean, to cover games of that magnitude, the books just hate them. Like, so this line is inflated again this week, but...
Is it 5.5 in Vegas? Because Kevin said that's what we're seeing here.
Yeah, it's 5.5 here in Vegas, and, you know, there's going to be some sixes pop up, especially towards the weekend. You know, you're going to see Pats money just pile on. But we saw it last weekend, too, you know, where the Pats opened up as 14.5 point favorites, and it closed at 17, and they still covered. I mean, it's so hard to try to be a contrarian in that scenario, because then you're standing there holding a losing ticket going, wow, that's what I get for being a contrarian.
Well, let me explain this to me, because I thought it was at 4. Kevin said it's bumped up the Packer game.
The last I saw was 5.
Where's the Packer money?
5's around town for the most part. It opened 5.5 offshore, opened 5 here in Vegas, and went down to 4.5, but we're seeing 5s again. There's a lot of pack money coming in, and again, they're great against the number right now. They're 7-1 in their last 8 games. We saw them play, like I said, a great first half against the Cowboys. And second half, I was pretty shocked at how bad they're playing. I'm a little nervous with this Packers team, because at what point do their injuries on defense catch up against them with the best offense in the NFL?
Yeah, I. But that number just seems. It seems too big.
It seems. It's, I mean, there's to a me, reason. It seems about 3 points too big.
Well, but these guys know what they're. As you call them, Kelly, the sharps. They know what they're doing.
There's no sharps here.
No. The line is a little high. I made the game 3 in favor of the Atlanta Falcons. And 2 points of that right there is basically home field advantage. And Atlanta's had a great run this year. They're 11-6 against the spread. They are at home. Let me look it up. I had it sitting right here. At home, they're only 4-5 against the spread. They played a lot better on the road this season, which is why I'm not giving them a significant, you know, home field advantage. This could possibly be their last game at the Georgia Dome. So, you know, we're looking at different things to take into account here. And I like the Packers. I'm not going to bet against them, but their defensive woes do scare me.
I'm surprised that the Cowboys, I thought that they got pretty good play out of a rookie quarterback, but that defense, I mean, I thought he could exploit them all day going to Dez Bryant, and he didn't.
It was weird, and I've told people this prior. I don't think Dak and Dez have a very good relationship.
That could be.
I don't care what anybody says. I'm not in that locker room. I don't know. But just based on how their interactions are with one another on the field, we know Dez Bryant has a bad attitude. We've known that for a long time. And then you have a rookie quarterback who's taken over for Tony Romo, who had a good relationship with Dez and maybe was more of a mentor and tried to keep him under control a little bit more.
That's a really good point.
So I don't think they have a good relationship. Again, I'm not there. I don't know. But it just appears that way to me, and anybody who's ever played football or watched enough football, you know it's really important for a quarterback to have a good relationship with his receivers and his running backs, as well as his O-line, so that you don't get laid out on every other play.
Well, I mean, I'm looking forward to this game. I said it before you came on. I can't remember a championship weekend when there were 4 better quarterbacks. Now, 3 of them should be in the Hall of Fame. 2 are absolute locks, and I think Roethlisberger will get in. And you have the 4th one could be the MVP this year, Matt
Ryan.
That's
crazy, because you're absolutely right. There, I cannot think of a time that there was 4 elite quarterbacks.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, the defense is that the best defense of the bunch is New England's, and that's a very, I mean, they've been under the radar, and they're like one of the top in the league statistically, but no one thinks of them the way they thought of Denver last year, because they're not that, you know, kick your ass, shut them down, and you're getting nothing type of defense.
Which is crazy, because they really are, at least against the spread. They have just been absolutely dominating, minus 3 games. One they lost, you know, at home to Seattle. It is crazy, because you're right. We don't look at this Patriots team as that dominant. They are the favorite to win the Super Bowl, not by a long shot, but enough to where, you know, no matter who else is playing against them, they're going to be the favorite.
Well, do you think it's because of it's the Belichick and Brady shadow that casts? It just is so large that the defense would have to be beyond off the charts for them to get recognition. Because all they ever talk about is Belichick. And Belichick would be going for a record number, a 5th Super Bowl championship, right?
Especially if you take out a couple of Eli Manning passes in Super Bowls.
I mean, he'd be going to number 7.
He'd have like 7. So.
That is very true. I mean, I'm looking at this. I know a lot of people hate Bill Belichick. I actually think he's great. And this is coming from someone whose favorite team is the Broncos. So we have to play the Patriots, and it's never usually that much fun. And Bill Belichick is just one of the greatest football coaches in this era by far. He is very – I can't explain it. I get it why people don't like him, and I get the whole cheating scandal, but he gets – so much from his team week in and week out, where I feel like over the course of 17 weeks, other coaches don't get that. And
here's a question, and it's philosophical, so I'll ask all of you. Would Tom Brady have had a career anywhere near this if he had a different coach? Now, I know he's a defensive guy, but I think there's something about what he was given and the offense that Belichick wanted them to run. If he was in Minnesota,
How he developed also. He wasn't anywhere near as good a thrower of the football back then as he is now. He's just a marksman throwing the ball that he wasn't when he came out of college.
He split time in Michigan.
So would he have developed?
Yeah, he wasn't a starter in Michigan.
Yeah.
You know, I don't necessarily think he would have.
I think that's exactly right. You made the joke about if he was at Minnesota. No, we wouldn't know who Tom Brady was if he wasn't playing for Bill Belichick. I really don't think.
Who would have been his coach when he came out if he came to Minnesota?
Denny.
Denny was dead. Yeah. That long ago?
Yeah.
Denny.
Yeah. Brady's like almost 40 now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's 30. Was he 39?
39 or 40.
39.
Yeah, it's a good point.
But he doesn't look a day over 31.
I think there's something to be said
day over 31.
For the chemistry between a quarterback and a coach. I mean, you look at Fran Tarkenton. I mean, Fran, you know, really, once he got in, you hear him talk or read anything he has to say, you know, he speaks very highly of Bud Grant. They had a connection, and with Jerry Burns in there, too, that he really excelled in the later part of his career because of coaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and the thing is, the one thing Brady, you know, they often compare him to Montana. The one thing they have in common is how much improved they were as pros than they were in college. I mean, Montana only really started like a year and a half at Notre Dame. He was like battling with Rusty Lish. Remember him?
He was drafted after the Vikings drafted his center, Dave Huffman.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I mean, because he lasted into the third round. Yeah, he wasn't very well thought of at all.
Yeah, but the great quarterbacks have that improvement from when they get to the league to when they're done with it. And a lot of that is coaching. You have to have a great coach, if nothing else, to inspire you to want to excel.
Yeah, you know, you're right about that. And, I mean, Montana.
That would have sounded better if John Facenda said it.
Well, Montana had the great coach to start out his career, mm-hmm. you know, in Bill Walsh. And then he won one with Seifert, and then with George Seifert. And then also didn't then Young won it, won one with Seifert.
Yeah, but
right?
Seifert, that was another 5 years. There was a gap. But that was the gap was Dallas.
Well,
the Dallas Cowboys interrupted that run of the 49ers.
Yeah. Wasn't a bad run, though, was it?
Mm. Armed with our draft picks, Dallas interrupted the 49ers run.
Herschel.
Yeah.
I always wondered that they should have given a Super Bowl ring to Mike Lynn for making that deal. Because he did build a Super Bowl champion, unfortunately,
somewhere
not
else.
Minnesota. And I always like Mike Lynn. So you, it sounds like you haven't decided on the Patriots, but are you leaning toward the Pack? And what do you think of the overs on these games?
Honestly, I am going to play the Packers. The overs are crazy. So I don't know if you guys noticed, but the total on the NFC game is 60.
Yep.
Is the highest.
That's a record, yeah.
Yeah, it's a record. The last one, the second highest one is like 59.5, but 60. And I'm like, I look at this number going, are the books not expecting either defense to show up? So I think that's high, but there's no way I'm playing the under on that game. Absolutely not. Am I touching the under?
No, I wouldn't.
I just can't. I'm looking at this going, if Rodgers plays like he did in the first half last week and Ryan and the Falcons, I think it's four times now they've scored over 40 points. I'd have to double check this season. You never know. Like I said, that Green Bay Packers defense, I'm sitting here looking at the injury report. So many guys are doubtful, questionable for this week.
And what about Jordy Nelson? Where's he? Is he questionable?
Jordy's, as far as I know, and this is what I said the other day, Jordy is doubtful. And I think they should keep him that way. If they can win in Atlanta and they go to the Super Bowl, he's got a two-week break to heal. Cobb, Adams, Cook all played great ball against Dallas. They made some really good catches. I think that that's the right move, is to protect Jordy, because
he's still having trouble breathing, apparently.
Well, yeah, he's. I believe.
Suck it up.
He had spleen damage.
Oh, did he? Oh.
That's what I had heard, and then now they're not saying anything else about it. But when they had initially came out, they're saying that I don't know a lot about spleen damage, but he didn't have on the correct protection, I guess. And I understand. I know people that play, they don't like to wear too many pads. They feel like it slows them down. But the way he got hit with the helmet was right in that area, and it was really hard for him to breathe. They didn't say, you know, for sure that he has fractured ribs. But I've had a fractured rib, and let me tell you, you cannot breathe. So I'm going to go ahead and guess that it's something to that magnitude. And why risk hurting your best receiver when you have three other guys who are playing great ball? Bring Jordy in, have him sit on the sidelines. I guess if you need him and he's able to play, sure. But wouldn't you much rather have him ready for the Super Bowl?
You know, if the guy cares about his team, he gets himself a splenectomy and he takes a pill every day.
A spleenectomy.
Oh, God.
I mean, look at what has happened. Didn't we have a Hall of Fame cornerback / safety from the 49ers take a finger off of the game?
Ronnie Lott.
Ronnie Lott did.
think the best thing about this game is going to be when they're doing the trophy presentation on the fields at the end of it, and they're already in the background, there's going to be crews starting to take down the stadium. starting to take out some of the seats and stuff.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And, by the way, I am kidding about the splenectomy.
We knew that.
Who was the quarterback? What? Some prominent player within the last few years had a badly damaged spleen, and I'm trying to remember
The Bears guy? Was it him?
Rex,
he's always
Rex Grossman.
Connor.
But I'm trying to remember. There was someone who had a really badly damaged spleen, and it ruins the season for that team, but I can't remember.
Well, this time it wasn't a Viking that I can recall.
In terms of the Packers, other receivers, they also have, of course, the undrafted free agent, Geronimo Allison, who actually put up better numbers for the season than our number one draft pick.
Yes, he did. That was incredible. Now, I have two answers for you. Alex Smith was out with a lacerated spleen in 2014, and Chris Sims had his spleen removed after
a loss
to Carolina. Now, there's a guy who is dedicated to the sport.
Get it removed.
Take it out. Take that bad boy out.
They have pills.
I love you.
They have
I love
pills
your passion.
For that.
Yeah. I'm not taking out my spleen for anybody.
I still have to have someone explain to me what
Kelly,
the spleen specifically does.
Kelly, I never thought you were a quitter. Wouldn't give your spleen up.
Wait, maybe if you're going to pay me a couple $1 million a year, actually I should consider that.
Spleen is kind of an important thing.
Hell, for $2 million, I'll eat somebody's spleen.
Oh, gross.
Wow.
Little sautéed with butter.
And now we've reached the whole
fava
new level.
Beans. Fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Yeah, I'm not eating that.
Your spleen is it's a delicate fist-sized organ that sits under the left ribcage near the stomach. Important part of the body's defense, its immune system. Contains special white blood cells and stored bacteria.
This guy see that spleen heal and stay in there.
Yeah, this guy removed it.
Sims.
Screwed up his own. Damn.
Well, he lives in a bubble now.
Oh, God.
He's the bubble boy.
He walks around the mascot.
You saw him on Seinfeld.
Oh, that's terrible.
All right, now, are you, Kelly, you're doing CBS Sportsline this week, right?
Yeah, we already actually shot our videos. We have we went ahead and went over both title games, and then we actually started doing some NBA this week, so there's some good NBA stuff up on the site. And after I get off the phone with you guys, I'm going to shoot some college basketball for this weekend.
Great. It's great to hear that you're doing more and more stuff with them. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and it's been a really great year, and I'm really happy to have, like, I shouldn't say a full-time job, but close enough, because it keeps me busy and keeps me out of trouble.
Well, and go to kellyinvegas.com if you would like to subscribe to the service that she has. And now that you're doing college basketball, you could take yourself almost through the entire year giving good advice for
college
games.
College basketball actually has been really good. Yesterday I kind of got burned by Evansville in the second half. They were up 3 over Wichita State at halftime and just absolutely bombed second half, so they did not cover the 11. But other than that, it was great. I had a really great run, and I hope it keeps continuing, because no complaints when, you know, going 2-1 every day.
Oh, God, no. Not at all. Well, hopefully you'll go undefeated this weekend with the two games. Kelly, thank you so much. Kelly in Vegas at kellyinvegas.com, at Kelly in Vegas. We will talk to you. We'll talk to you next week. And, you know what? I don't think you want to do the Pro Bowl. We'll talk to you before the Super Bowl. We'll bug
you
then.
Perfect.
All right, thanks so much, Kelly.
Take
care.
Bye, guys. See
you. Right, brought to you, Kelly in Vegas, by the way, brought to you by Chanticleer Pizza, Dale Hiley. He had an opportunity to meet Kelly when he went out to Vegas, and she's just I've met her several times. She's just great. I mean, she's a lot of fun, and she's just what you hear is what she is a nice, warm person. Let's take a quick break, and when we return, Kevin Cusick, Jeff O'Brien, Tom Schreier from ColdOmaha.com. We'll be back with Ruth Lorden, Psychic Ruth Lorden, right back. Most of the time, you don't need an attorney, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw & Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw & Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk with Bradshaw & Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw & Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. At Bradshaw & Bryant, they believe in justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan to them. Bradshaw & Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights. Be an advocate for you and see that you are treated fairly. So, if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw & Bryan a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a Smart Start Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The Smart Start Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a Smart Start system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. Smart Start now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. Smart Start has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Smart Start has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and Smart Start representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at Smart Start know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring. And they can answer all your questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI. You're going with Witchy Woman.
It's my favorite. All right, my favorite.
Tom Schreck, ColdOmaha.com. Hey, what's on the cover today? Or what's on your homepage? What's the lead story? The Wild blowing the lead for first time since forever?
That was bad.
For a while?
New Jersey is not good. Brandon Warren thinks the Twins will win 80 games this season. You can read his argument at ColdOmaha.com.
Yeah, maybe you should. I want to read his drug results.
I was going to say, what was he sniffing before?
I don't know. Yeah, it's a well-written piece, but I don't know if they'll get that far. It'd be interesting.
No, we'll see about
that. They could be improved and still have a lousy record.
Yeah, I mean, they were supposed to win 74 games last year.
Well, let's ask someone who might know. Ruth Lorden, right. Psychic Ruth Lorden. RuthLorden.com at Psychic Ruth. She's at the Medina tonight, starting at 6 o'clock. Tonight and tomorrow night she's there if you'd like to go and see, get a reading from her. What kind of vibe you get on the Twins for this year, Ruth?
They have no choice. They're going to have to be good. And they're going to finally, I think, I feel they're being shaken up. And they're going to have to get out of their good old boy complacency. And, you know, baseball is a slow, patient game, but no more.
Well, maybe
it's do or die time. Well, they're going to be serious.
Levine and, yeah.
Maybe they'll win 60.
Who knows? 80. Well, God, 60 would be bad, too.
I know that.
What was it last year, 58?
59.
I mean, their whole culture is nonsense. They rely on a kind of psychology, and look what good it did. I've offered to teach them the meditation. You know, they could make some changes. They're going to have to, and they will.
They did.
They're going to get desperate.
Falvey and Levine, like Falvey's 33 and Levine's 44. They both came from the Rangers, and the Indians, they'll shake it up.
Well, they had better. Now, Ruth, let me ask you this. This is very spur of the moment, but we could do it later in the week if he's not. I just want to get a sense of what the coach is feeling. If he's feeling good about his Packers, Coach Lombardi, I'm talking about.
He told me he wants that Super Bowl at home where it belongs, and then on loan here. But he expects them to win the game, and he's really feeling they can do it. But he's showing me something about shoes. He wants to make sure that they all get the right, keep their feet treated right, and wear the right kind of shoes. He says they're focusing too much on fancy shoe deals and kicks. He says all they think about is kicks. He wants the players to be fitted for the right kind of shoes, and he also wants them to have shoes that are thicker and, oh dear.
What?
He's not against them using those thick shoes to kind of accidentally rub up against other people's ankles. He says that's an old trick that they used to do. They used to be able to put things in their shoes, and you can't do that. But he wants them to have some shoes that have support and thickness, and he's giving me a wink because he says it's time to bring out the big guns, the big charges. That's his word. He says we need to charge. They need to charge. Really play with a whole charge, not just one man. A charge, and part of that charge is the right shoes. And choose to protect their feet and to maybe not really. He said, I'm seeing that picture of other people's kind of smaller ankles, which are protected, but not.
See, I would think that Coach Lombardi, the coach most like him today would be Bill Belichick, because I could see Coach Lombardi looking for every edge to win. Now, does he identify, he like Belichick?
He says, don't compare me to that creep. He doesn't go to church.
Wow. Well, who is a good church-going head
question.
Coach? I don't know.
Yeah,
there's got to be one of them
Well, Dungy doesn't coach anymore, but I think Dungy.
Yeah, Dungy would have been certainly a guy that he would have liked. Now, so it sounds like the coach is feeling pretty good about the Packers winning.
Yeah, they really can do it. And he wants everybody to pray for him. He wants y'all to light green candles.
Well, Green Bay, green candles.
I think the coach would really be liking them getting 5.5 points.
Oh, God.
That's incredible.
Now, when you were mentioning the names, I was listening for about a minute before I came on.
Yeah.
Not Kevin Cusick, but a Kim Cusick?
No, Kevin Cusick.
And who's the other Cusick that's there?
There's no other Cusick here. It's Tom Schreier and, Jeff O'Brien is here. And Brian went to get his passport because he wanted to get
Brian had to go visit the
and
government.
Kelly
offices.
In Vegas was with us. Kelly was.
Yeah, because when you mentioned the Cusick name, all I could feel was this amazing energy of some really big thing coming.
I'm going on vacation.
Nice.
Going on a cruise.
Oh, that's why it's our cruise, Cusick. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I'm actually thinking of laying on the sands as we're talking.
And the big thing is the buffet. That's the big thing.
No, he can't go there. You got to take lots of pictures and post them on the website.
Well, the thing I'm looking forward to is Sunday before the cruise leaves, I'm going to be on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, probably with a lot of Packer fans and Falcon fans watching the game.
Where are you going to go to watch it?
Somewhere on Bourbon Street.
O'Brien's? Isn't that the big place there?
Yeah,
Patty O'Brien's.
I'm going to go someplace where I can actually get to a TV.
What is it? Patty O'Brien? I forget.
Pat O'Brien's.
John Lafitte's the pirate place, if it's still there.
But it'll be just festive.
Oh, that's right, because Ruth is she knows New Orleans pretty good.
I lived there for 3 years.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So I'm looking forward to that as much as anything.
Yeah.
Well, Ruth, a good vibe of the day?
Oh, yeah. As the old song says, it's a turn down day, and I'm bouncing like a red rubble ball. Rubber. Translation. Although rubble may be accurate. Filter our words and deeds, and yes, we will be bouncing when we want to roll. So control ourselves. Understand what people want to hear, and do and comply with their wishes to keep the peace. Suggest baby steps and stepping stones. Yeah, I know that sucks, but now everyone is ready for their big person moves. Doing this will bless us with a supply of tremendous inner strength to use for our entire lifetime. This is getting good karma at its best.
Well, Ruth, thank you for that, and thank you to Coach Lombardi for coming through and giving us his
thoughts. Yeah, he said to be careful with those shoes. He didn't think it's a bad idea.
Shoes are important, believe me. I've learned that over the years.
As Mars Blackman once said, got to be the shoes.
Shoes are important, or you got to take care of your feet. It's one of the very important parts of your body. You got to take care of it.
He says you got to take care of your feet and take care of their ankles.
The coach is pretty funny.
That sounds like the strategy before the chariot race in Ben-Hur.
Your feet and their ankles. All right, Ruth, we'll talk to you tomorrow. You're at the, RuthLorden.com, at Psychic Ruth. She is at the Medina Entertainment Center tonight about 6 o'clock. You can get in touch with her through her website if you'd like to set something up ahead of time. Thank you to Kevin Cusick from Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com. At the Loop now, Brian Miller. He was with us earlier. He's getting his passport because his wife is a dutiful husband. Brian Miller, comedy.com, at Real Brian Miller. Stick a Y in there, not an I.
And you can see him on third base in the balcony.
Yeah, in the balcony with Barbara Bush. Tom Schreier, coldomaha.com. Check it out. It's easy to spell. Anyone can spell it. Omaha, right?
Omaha.com,
Omaha. And Jeff O'Brien, business and leisure attorney. You can read, you can check out his blog at Jeffrey O'Brien.
Today.
And also, now, has the number gone up any since last week, the number of breweries you represent?
Not the breweries, but I picked up a couple of distilleries.
How many distilleries are there now?
Total? Oh, I have no idea.
How many do you have now?
Do I have probably about a half dozen? Plus or minus.
Since word got out that you're doing a book, have you gotten any more?
breweries?
Yeah.
I've talked to a few people. I don't know if it's because they, you know, because of the book.
I talked to a guy that had a brewery, and I said, "Well, you didn't have Jeff O'Brien representing you." No, I didn't. So that, and they went defunct.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. I think there's
cause and effect.
I think there's a lesson to be learned in
My
there.
My clients win a lot of awards.
Keep that in mind if you got yourself a brewery.
Be something of a good luck charm.
Yep, and you're going to be back tomorrow too, right?
Yeah, bringing the head of the former Viking Kurt Knopf and head of the NFL Alumni Association local chapter.
Was there anyone that spelled it K-N-O-P-F? Because I swear to God, I thought that's how he spelled his last name. There must have been someone who did that spelled it with the K-N-O-P-F. That's why I thought Kurt Knopf spelled it, and he's a former Viking. Mm-hmm. Maybe they misspelled it in something once. Anyway,
maybe it was misspelled in the Pioneer Press.
Shooter? No, Sid probably misspelled it.
Sid.
Okay. Okay, very quick Sid story. John Michaels is one of maybe the longest tenured assistant coach in Vikings history. Offensive line coach. Coached. Across the board, he coached four Hall of Famers. Gary Zimmerman, left tackle. Randall McDaniel, left guard. Mick Tinglehoff at center. And Ron Yary at right tackle. I don't think he had a right guard, but he had four guys and a lot of terrific and great players along the way. When he left, Sid was still spelling his name M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S, and it was M-I-C-H-E-L-S. He's only been with him for 25 years.
Good God.
But I hope Sid is doing better, by the way. If any of you haven't seen him since
I saw a clip of him from the
PJ Fleck,
the PJ
press
Fleck presser.
Okay, yeah. Good. So he's back at it. Good, yeah. Good to hear. Anyway, thank you to our listeners. Thank you to our sponsors. We will talk to you later.